So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. And I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. Hensonshaving.com, promo code JJR.
You're about to listen to our Jonte and Rich On Demand podcast. Did you know we have an after the show podcast called Afterwards? It's completely uncensored and things you'd never be able to hear on our radio show. To find it, just search Afterwards wherever you hear your podcasts.
You ready? Let's go!
Now uploading the most listened to radio show on the planet.
I just flipped the switch.
What's up? This is Billie Eilish.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
This is Post Malone.
This is Dua Lipa. And you're waking up with John Jay and Rich.
The culture, the music. This is
John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Wake your ass up, fool.
Hey, it's John Jay and Rich. Our phone number, 877-937-1047. Our website, johnjayandrich.com. And on our website, there's a really cool video. And that video, and I saw pictures of this video the other day, and it really made me happy because I saw it from the point of view of a dad, because I saw Peyton's dad post a picture of Peyton interviewing Shaquille O'Neal. And I believe the whole video is on our website at johnjayandrich.com. How was that for you, Peyton?
It was unreal. It was so cool to have somebody that significant in the world of basketball, like on my computer screen, talking to me. And it was like the craziest, wildest experience ever. I'm a huge Lakers fan. I've recently become a Suns fan. I'm all about the Shaqs. So it was awesome. And literally the first thing that he said to me, asked me if I was 17. And I was like, no, sir, I'm 23. Thanks for the compliment, though.
Like, you playing basketball, too. This has got to be just...
Yeah.
Butterflies galore stepping up to the screen.
It was absolutely crazy. Like, he is a superstar. Like, arguably the greatest post in NBA history. So it was just unreal. And like John Jay said, my dad, I think, was a lot more excited than I was.
I knew you were going to interview Shaquille O'Neal, but your dad is my son's basketball coach, and I was at practice watching, and I happened to see on his Instagram the picture, and I was like, oh, and what he had said, and I was like, wow, this is really cool, because I know what a Lakers fan, your dad's from LA, and I know what a Lakers fan he is, and then to know that he was wearing a hat, how was he wearing?
He was wearing a Dallas Cowboys hat.
Dallas Cowboys hat. I know your dad is a psycho Dallas Cowboys fan.
Yep.
So I was like, wow. So your interview with him, what's interesting is, why did he ask if you were 17? Was that going to change his answers?
Well, no, that was
maybe. She's a kid, I can't say that.
Well, I didn't even think about it that way.
No, I think that he was just kind of thrown off, probably through the series of interviews he had. They were probably a lot older than I was, and I think he kind of was like, whoa, who's this little girl on this screen? Is this right?
He's like, did you win this interview?
Yeah. But it was funny, and he was talking, and I remember just looking, I was like, man, you remind me of my dad. Like,
oh, really?
Yes, dude. Like, when you hear the audio and you watch it, like, totally my dad, chill vibes. He's a good guy.
Well, because of how big he is, like, in your world, in your family, were you more nervous or, like, kind of scared or excited?
I think I was excited. I was really excited because I was like, this is not like only Shaq, but this is like an insane opportunity. You know, it was like my first interview, kind of just doing it on my solo. I know Joey was there kind of playing monitor, but still, like, it was kind of a big moment for me on all of the realms.
So what were you promoting with him? He was promoting something.
Yeah, he was promoting his event. It's called The Event, and it's in Vegas on Saturday, October 2nd. They got Justin Bieber playing, Imagine Dragons, Kelly Clarkson, Snoop Dogg. All these people are going to come. Yeah, and it's for his charity, his foundation.
Okay, so I know Joey was monitoring the whole thing, and as you were monitoring Joey, was there any highlights you thought, like, were there moments where you're like, oh, Pay, that's so cute?
This is
your first interview, right? This is your first interview?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You know, and that's why I wanted to jump on. I wanted to make sure everything went okay, if there were any questions she wasn't able to answer. And I thought she did great. She did seem a little nervous, but a little more excited, I think. But she asked good questions and was very, you know, bubbly. And, you know, I don't think you could do anything with Shaq. He seemed like he went through a lot of interviews that day. But, you know, he was playing along. But there is something I did notice.
Oh, gosh.
And Peyton, I don't think you noticed this. And I'm wondering if Shaq noticed this from you. So the first question you asked was what?
Oh, geez, I don't remember.
The car thing.
Oh, the car thing, yeah. My friend's dad a couple years back, I was like 10 maybe, and he bought this brand new SUV and it had this embroidered Shaq emblem on it, or it was like a Superman emblem, and he said it was Shaq's car, and I asked Shaq if it was his car.
And he said it was his car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so after he answered that, you know what, I'm just going to play this, and you guys inspect what you think just happened.
That is so cool. I remember like being 10 and thought it was like the most coolest thing in the world. But yeah, speaking of basketball, Suns.
Did you hear that? I think Peyton farted.
I did not fart.
What?
Listen to it again. Like some...
That is so cool. I remember like being 10 and thought it was like the most coolest thing in the world. But yeah, speaking of basketball, Suns.
Now, I watched the video, and you can watch the video too at johnjanerich.com. Nobody moved. Nobody moved. So there wasn't something that was dropped, and it came from your side, I think.
Don't you think she would move a little? Like, if you have to do, like, you're kind of squirming, you know, a little bit. You might even, like, lift up a little
Sometimes they come out. They just come out, you know.
But I don't know.
She did smile.
That noise to me is like a standing up, open, or, like, the toot has room to travel noise.
Okay, Grant, you analyze the video?
Yes, and I analyzed it, and I also sent it to John Jay as Exhibit A for the room to take a look at. But yeah, I mean, I'm going to venture a guess. It seemed like maybe she was moving around, but then there's nothing happening in the video, and Peyton doesn't acknowledge. I think full-on pooped her pants.
All right.
The video is at johnjayandrich.com. You can analyze it yourself. Go to johnjayandrich.com.
Not only do you need to know if they're cheating, you deserve to know the truth. War of the Roses, right now with John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, it's time for War of the Roses. So you think someone in your life is cheating on you. So you come to us. We're going to hear why you think they're cheating on you. And then we're going to get to the bottom of it. We're going to find out if they are. We have many different ways to do that. And right now we're talking to Drew. Drew, are you there?
I am. How are you guys doing?
Good. So why don't you give us a little situation set up of why you think this person is cheating on you. Who are they and why you think they're cheating?
Sure. So so I'm actually calling about my wife. I think she's the one that's cheating on me. I'm worried she actually might be with one of my neighbors. My wife stays home. She works from home. And I feel like he's always trying to talk to her any chance he gets, you know. When we go walk our dog in the evening, he's always in the front doing some yard work. And it always feels like really flirty and kind of like they know stuff about each other that I don't think they should know, you know.
Like what?
They've got like inside jokes and stuff. And just like, yeah, you know, he always kind of like I don't know. It's just like a feeling, you know.
Like he sleeps on the right side of the bed?
Yeah, that would give it away.
Yeah.
That's what I say. I asked the question because I'm like, okay, well, maybe she's a friendly neighbor and she gets, you know, she works from home, so maybe she takes a walk during the day. But what makes you think she's cheating with him?
Well, so I finally, you know, came clean, told him that he really, like, rubbed me the wrong way, and I just got a weird feeling from him, and she, like, jumped to his defense immediately, right? Saying that he was just a super nice guy and that he was really friendly and I didn't have anything to worry about. But then, and this is where, like, my suspicions got raised a lot. Another one of my neighbors, who's been in the neighborhood a long, long time, said he noticed my wife was at home and she was, he could see her through the windows, like, prancing around in just her bra and underwear. And I thought that was really strange because she never does stuff like that around the house when I'm home.
This is weird.
You must live in a neighborhood. Remember, Rich, that neighborhood you used to live in where you could see your neighbors? They were so close.
Uh-huh. I remember.
Like in the backyard, you could see everybody.
Everything. In fact, my neighbor one time didn't even raise his voice, and he said, I like what you've done with your backyard.
You're like in your kitchen?
I can hear him perfectly. Didn't raise his voice at all.
Oh my God.
He's terrified.
Well, did you ever stop to think maybe she doesn't do that stuff when you're home, but she might do that stuff when you're not home?
I mean, maybe, but like she's never in all the time we've been together been a person who like just walks around in their underwear, you know? So I guess, like, she could maybe, but it feels out of character.
Wait, one of your other neighbors said, not the guy that you think is flirting with her.
No.
One of your other neighbors says your wife is prancing around in your underwear?
Yeah.
That's creepy. That's the creepy guy. Worry about that one.
Okay, does the neighbor that you think she's fooling around with, does he live in proximity to see her walk around the underwear? So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. I decided to grow a beard. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? So I'm going to get rid of the beard. And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free. My barber uses Henson Shaving. So I'm going to get a shave from my barber, and he's going to use the Henson Shaving blade. I'm going to post it on Instagram because I'm so happy to have my face back. I'm just so happy. Thank you, hensonshaving.com, promo code JJR.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. But this is the reason that you get facial problems like with the other blades. Henson figured it out. They use their 20 years of aerospace manufacturing to eliminate what they call blade chatter. The result is so gentle. It's a great shaving experience, and I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. HensonShaving.com, promo code JJR.
He's right next door.
Okay, but I'm just wondering if he was able to peek and see as well, or was he in the house, you know what I mean, when she's walking around? Okay, just
Yeah, that's the question. Like, he might have been in the house, too.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. So, it just as we go around here, anybody here, like, Kyle, do you walk around in your underwear in your house?
Yeah.
All around the house? You're in a robe. You're in the robe. You walk around just in your underwear?
Well, sometimes, like, this happened the other day. I went to the bathroom in Addie's room, which is all the way across the house from our room, and I knew that I was going to change into sweats from my jeans. So I just didn't pull my jeans up.
You waddled?
I walked in my room. And I mean, I'm sure if a neighbor saw me, they'd be like, what the heck is this girl doing? But yeah, I think that kind of stuff happens all the time.
Peyton, do you?
I do, but I normally have like a big t-shirt on. I'm never just in a bra and underwear.
Rich, I know you don't.
Yeah. I haven't had my shirt off since the 90s.
Yeah. I'm in my underwear all the time. Yeah, that's weird. Now, Blake sometimes, she's like, in fact, she was last night. She was like in a t-shirt and underwear, and I even made a big deal about it. I was like, woo, what are you walking out of here? Woo. Anyway.
Yeah, oh my gosh. And earlier this week, I watched the new My Little Pony movie, mm-hmm. and like they actually sent me some stuff, like these matching onesies.
I saw them, so cute.
They were for age 6 to 9, but I'm like trying to get Addie to wear one, and I put it on, and I sat down not knowing there was a zipper in the back. And it totally opened. And then I stood up and my whole butt was hanging out. I was just like, all right, we'll just leave it that way.
Can you post those? Post pictures like that, just so I understand. I don't totally get it. All right, Drew. So we will find out. What's your wife's name?
Her name's Allison.
All right, so we'll call Allison. And how are we going to do this? The last time we did it, normally we did the whole thing, Kyle, you're new, mm-hmm. right? That's one way of doing it. Peyton, do you have a different idea since you're new to the show?
No, I love that pitch. Okay. I love when we get clueless Kyle.
Okay, so she pretends.
I don't know what I'm doing.
She's a new employee at the flower shop. She's got some flowers for Allison. She dropped a bunch of cards from the guy. Who would you be expecting flowers from, right? So she might say Drew, and then you go, well, who else could it be from? Or something like that. So let's see. All right, Drew, you hang on, okay? War of the Roses continues next with John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, we are in the middle of War of the Roses. You've got Drew here. He thinks his wife, Allison, is cheating with a neighbor. Drew, how long have you and Allison been together?
We've been together for 3 years.
3 years. Okay, let's find out. The one of the things we're going to do, Kyle pretends to be from the flower shop. What she's going to do, what we normally do, is we got a woman that we're sending flowers to. It's find it very odd sometimes that wives don't really send flowers to their husbands. They do, but still, what we do in this case is that Kyle pretends to be a new employee at the flower shop, and she's so nervous, she dropped a bunch of who the flowers were from. So she calls Allison, and she says, hey, who would be sending you flowers? I have a list of cards here from guys. Who could it be from? It's genius.
Yeah, I'm on board. Let's do it.
Stay quiet while we try to get a bust.
Hello.
Hi there. Is Allison available?
Oh, this is she.
Perfect. Just the person I'm looking for. So my name is Jackie. I'm with a new company. We're called J&R Flowers. And this is kind of an awkward phone call for me to make, so please bear with me. I just started 2 days ago, and I really need this job. So when they were training me, like today's my first day on my own, when they were training me, they basically said, you know, here's the flower orders, and then here's the cards, and it's your job to put those with them and make sure they go to the right person because, you know, you don't want complaints. So I dropped one of the stacks of cards, and I have an order for you, but I want to make sure you get the right card. And like I said, totally awkward, and I hate ruining the surprise for you because, you know, well, it's still going to be a surprise. Like when you get them, they're really beautiful flowers. But is there any way you would know who would be sending you flowers, and then I could like match it up with the card or something like that?
Oh, well, I imagine it would be my husband.
Okay, and so what's your husband's name? Because I just have the names on the cards, and I don't know where they go.
His name's Drew.
Okay. Hold on. I don't see a Drew on here. Is there anybody else that may send you flowers?
I don't know. I mean, maybe he would use a nickname, but I don't think so. I don't know anything about this order, so I know.
Ugh, it's so embarrassing. Please don't tell anybody. I just don't see a Drew here, so there's really nobody else, like anybody in your life that may be thinking about you?
Maybe my sister, but I don't know why she would send me flowers right now.
And what's her name?
Angie.
Okay. I didn't really see an Angie in the bunch.
You know what? This. I'm sorry. This isn't working. Allison, why did Jason tell me you were walking around the house in your bra and underwear?
Drew?
Yeah.
What is happening right now?
Look, I just want to know what's going on. He said you had the windows open, and you know, why were you walking around the house in your bra and underwear? Kind of weird considering you were supposed to be working when he saw you.
Okay, I wasn't working yesterday. I don't want to ruin the surprise. But, I was walking around in my bra and underwear, but did he mention that there was also a photographer there? Because I was doing, like, a secret surprise for you. It's funny, I thought you were getting me flowers. So you think that I'm cheating with the neighbor and... I mean, I was just trying to do something nice for you.
Why wouldn't I? Why, he's always flirting with you. Why wouldn't I think you were cheating on him,
he's
especially when you do something
chatty.
Out of character like that?
He's just really chatty, and I don't know why you don't believe me. And, you know, you've been working really hard and being so sensitive that, like, I thought that I would do something nice for you. And so I took the day off of work to get in lingerie for you. And it's ruined now because I was going to give it to you in a calendar for our anniversary.
What?
Yeah. I was doing something nice for you, and I can't believe that you would think that I'm, like, going off like that.
Oh, God. Wow.
And who are you using for a flower? Sales rep. Is that someone at your work or something?
You got to tell. We're on the radio. You're on. He came to us. This John Jay and Rich show. That was Kyle. She was great.
She did do really good.
She would never lose a card.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't new here.
I called him to call him John Jay and Rich.
Okay. Well, we're gonna have a little chat when I get home, because I just wanted to do something nice for you.
I believe her, man. She was like, you know what's funny? Because she goes, well, I guess flowers be coming from my husband, Drew, right away. And then it was like, Kyle was like, okay, anybody else? And she's like, my sister? And like, anybody else? And she's like, I don't know what these flowers are coming from. I can't think. Like, she didn't even think of, like, coworkers or anybody else. Nothing, right. Dude. I mean, you should feel really good about that.
Yeah, I mean...
I do, but I feel really, I guess, I don't know, stupid for worrying now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should go get her some nice romantic flowers to make up for this one.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless that
we don't have
them. Maybe the flirty neighbor was taking the pictures.
You can't get them from us, though.
Oh, no. Yeah, who was the photographer?
Who was the photographer?
That's somebody that my sister recommended.
I think, Drew, this is a lesson for you to not really believe everything that you hear. And that things can be misconstrued sometimes. So maybe communicate with your wife next time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the most, I guess, relieving lesson I've learned this year.
All right. Well, congratulations to you, too, on your marriage and your calendar, the lucky calendar. Thank you guys for going on there with us. That is War of the Roses with John Jay and Rich. Hey, so if you go to my Instagram, you can see I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard, and my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has that's from Henson Shaving. And I'm like, oh my God, Rich and I are doing their commercials. And he pulls out the razor. I said, when the time comes that I want to shave my beard, will you shave it with the Henson? And he says, yes. And we did it yesterday. It's on my Instagram. It is a smooth blade. It is a smooth razor. I have zero skin issues. I used to not like shaving all the time because I'd get a rash. No rash.
Oh,
no rash.
It's the greatest. They've got this down. And it isn't one of those subscription things where it's like, and every month they'll send you this. No, no. You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. And they also send you a bunch of blades, like 100 blades that you can, you know, get for free. All you got to do is use the promo code JJR. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, John Jay and Rich. So I know big news in Kyle's house because your son is 4.
Yeah.
And you already had the parent-teacher conference?
Yeah.
At 4?
Yep. This is his first year in school. He's in preschool. He's in a 3s and 4s class with his cousin, which is super fun.
Cute.
And he always says, Griff's my best friend. And it like warms my heart so much. And so we got the announcement that, you know, like we got to do parent-teacher conferences. And I'm like, what the heck are they going to say? Preschool parent-teacher conferences.
Your kid can't finger paint.
I know. And I was like, you know, okay, let's do this. So I go into the classroom and it's preschool. So you have those little tiny chairs, like little tiny chairs that come up to your ankles. And the teacher sits at a tiny desk that comes up to your ankles. And so she's like, have a seat. And I'm like, okay. And then all of a sudden it's like, we both squat down. We're sitting down, you know, and like, I have like kind of long, I have a really short torso. So when I sit down in the chair, I probably look like one of the preschoolers, but my legs are like hitting the desk.
How uncomfortable.
No, but it was like kind of fun because I'm like, oh, this is like, you know, you put yourself in like the kids' shoes. It's like, how cool is it that the teacher sits down at their level? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like she's not in a big tall chair looking down on them. And his teacher, I think, is 21 and she looks super young. And I'm like, this is like, Easton's obsessed with her.
Oh.
Like, he loves her.
He probably
her.
Has a crush on her.
Maybe. Maybe. He had this All About Me assignment where I had to ask him questions like, what do you want to be when you grow up? What's your favorite place to be? Like, where do you love being? And his favorite place to be was school. And I asked him like 8 times because I really wanted him to say at home with mommy. Before we wrote it down in pen on the assignment, I was like, are you sure? Because we have a lot of fun here. I'll ask you in 5 minutes.
Don't worry, that's going to change.
I know it will.
Dutch was the same way.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to go to school anymore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Addie's already that way in first grade. She's like, oh, homework. And Easton like gets homework and he's like, cool, let's do the homework.
Right.
So she sits me down and she tells me like, so, and I'm very encouraged because she said he picks up on things really quickly. I tell him something one time and he's got it. And she's like, he's really good with numbers. And that is the one thing that he is into. His favorite show is a show called Number Blocks. And he's already got like some of the mathematics memorized. Like, mommy, 2 + 2 = 4. And I'm like, it is. You're a genius.
Just stop
then
there.
You ask him to what letter U is. And he's like, what is that? P? So I'm like, you know, I'm really encouraged. And she's like, he's super outgoing. He's very in tune with all of the emotions around him. Like, he's very good at vocalizing. If he sees a friend who's feeling sad, he'll go up to him and, you know, ask them how they're feeling, and he'll have Aww. Words to like
That's help amazing.
Make them feel better. And I'm like, oh my gosh, because it's interesting to see some of the patterns that I see at home, like translated out into the world. Because when the kids are in trouble, I know that my voice changes a little bit. Like, I turn into Mean Mommy. That's who I call it. Mean Mommy's going to come out if you don't do this. and he always goes, Mommy, are you happy or sad right now? Or, Mommy, are you happy or mad? And sometimes I'm just a little frustrated. So it's interesting that he does that with other kids. But she did say he needed to work on one thing. And she's like, we're just working on having him express in words when he does get frustrated. Like, oh, I think I know the exact sound that he makes. She goes, okay, yeah, so we are on the same page with that. Because when he gets frustrated at our house, what he does, like when Addie won't let him play with her or something like that, he just goes,
aah! Oh, just like Mommy. I've heard that in here
and
a few
then
times.
He storms out of the room and puts himself in timeout for some reason. And I'm like, what
are you
doing?
He puts himself in timeout.
You don't have to go to timeout.
Like, he goes, like, faces the wall?
Yes. He goes, he sits in the corner, like, on the other end of the living room and just sits there. I'm like, you don't have, I mean, you can come out whenever. Like, this is not, I'm not doing this.
I think he gets it from his dad. Remember, I remember him, you getting mad, and he looked and he goes, I don't know what to do right now. He does. Yes. That's where he gets it from.
100%. But.
So the kid version of that is go face a wall. He's seen his dad frustrated with his mom.
I don't know what to say.
He's seen us. He's seen all men around Kyle.
How have we not put ourselves in timeout? How have we not done that?
But, like, how well do I have him trained, you know?
Yeah.
I don't even have to do it.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
That's good.
That's beautiful. Congratulations, Kyle.
Thank you.
John, Jay, and Rich.
Peyton, what's the vibe for horoscopes today?
We're going to be finding out how you want to be loved based off of your zodiac sign.
That's perfect. Andrew, Scorpio, how do you want to be loved?
I think we all want to be loved very dearly and sincerely, because love is a big part of life, and if you don't have love in your life, well, you know, you're kind of lonely, and that's a sadness. So please look for love, and hopefully love will blossom on your big old booty, John Jay.
I just want to love you. Isn't that a song?
You're so romantic.
I was just singing a little Faith Hill. Let me love you. Yeah. Isn't that Faith Hill?
I don't know.
Anyway. All right. So how do Scorpios...
Could you act like Tim McGraw for a minute?
Yeah. I just want to love you. So how does a Scorpio want to be loved, Peyton?
Yeah. So Scorpios, you guys kind of have some commitment issues. So your ideal partner is going to be patient with you to kind of wait for you out, to when you can emotionally commit and without rushing that process. So you guys feel the most love and you feel the most appreciated with a lot of physical touch and physical contact from your partner. So they need to be willing to talk to you guys about whatever your little heart desires, and they have to be able to answer your constant nagging questions all the time. That's the best way to be loved. It's the best way to love a Scorpio. Yeah.
Exactly. You got to be flexible. Flexible all the time. Flexible. Flexible. Así es. All right, baby.
All right, Andrew. You have a great day.
No, you have a better one, you big old hunk of burning love.
Go be flexible. Tambra. Tambra, thanks for holding. So what is it? How do these signs want to be loved?
Yes. How do you want to be loved?
And Tambra's a Cancer.
Yes. Love my Cancer girls. For Cancers, you guys really start feeling the love when your person that you're trying to get into this relationship with returns the favor. So even if your partner doesn't match with you on that emotional level, you love it when they kind of go full into you with those mushy, gushy, ridiculous romantic moments that you guys have. So the perfect night for you guys and getting love done is to just get cozy in front of the TV, sit back, grab some pizza, turn on some Netflix, and just be able to communicate and have those light, easy conversations.
That is so true. So true.
My
so
cancers true. Loved to be loved.
Yes, we do. So, all the time. We have to have that bond and that, not really bond, but just show that someone cares and loves us, because we're always loving and caring everyone else and putting them under our shell and our wing or whatever you want to call it and helping. And we just want the favor returned.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tamara, have a great day.
Thanks. Have a great day. Bye.
Well, let us go to Hannah. She's a Sagittarius. Hi, Hannah.
Hey, hey.
So how do Sagittarius want to be loved?
Yeah, Sagittarius, you guys want somebody who can let you go on your adventures and have your free time whenever you need it. So somebody who's controlling isn't really the best person for you. But when you're into someone who can just like take you on an adventure and be your kind of your go-to, that's right up your alley. A partner who supports your dreams and helps you realistically achieve them is the best way for you guys to be loved on.
Yes, I need my main man. Mm-hmm.
You need your little rider.
Yep, ride or die, baby.
We have Gary on the line. He's a Capricorn.
Hi, Gary. First time, long time.
Yes.
I've noticed since Suzette's been gone, you haven't been reading Capricorn horoscopes lately, and I've just been dying to know what my horoscope is.
How does Capricorn get loved, Peyton?
Yeah, Capricorns, they get loved. When somebody can prove that they really love you and is sure of that, you guys become more and more confident in your relationship. So the more confident you feel, the more energetic and of a lover that you become. So that's kind of what you guys want. You guys put out in the world what you want to have back. So you just want somebody who's reliable just as you are. And those little slip-ups, they just can't happen for y'all. So you just want someone who can invest their time, energy, and all of that good stuff, Gary.
Oh, my God, Peyton. That is so me.
Gary, I think what she's trying to say is, and if I could translate for her, is it's best for you to stand nude in front of a mirror, tuck your junk in between your legs, and slap
what?
Yourself in the face.
What? Stop it.
I'm actually doing that right now.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
Good. Then she was dead on for you. Okay. How about Virgo? Probably similar to Gary.
Yeah, Virgos. The best way for you guys to be loved is when your person or the person you're going into a relationship with takes the time to help you without being asked. Actions speak louder than words for you. So the typical romantic gestures and all that good stuff are nice, but you really just want somebody who goes a little bit deeper in showing that love and affection. So to you, thank you for everything that you do is a lot better than just your typical I love you.
Okay. Oh, I'm good with that. And how about Libra? How about Kyle?
Yeah, Kyle, for Libras, a partner who likes to spend a lot of time together is perfect for you. So that quality time is really important. When you guys have somebody who can match you intellectually and hold that conversation, is ideal for you. And they absolutely have to have that sense of humor. That's what you guys thrive on. You love to be funny, goofy, quirky, all that good stuff. And you really like to be loved. In a way to show that you're loved is when your partner encourages independence and helps you out of your comfort zone.
Very true. Mm-hmm. It's like, I want you here, but like, not when I don't want you.
I want you here when I don't.
But also the intellect. Remember when you used inertia?
You're stuck on that. Smart.
It's not even that big of a word.
But you used it so well in the sentence. I think it was inertia and velocity. How about Rich, Pisces?
Yeah, Pisces, you guys want somebody who can take you as you are and accept you for your very different way of navigating your feelings, should we say?
Okay.
But you guys love that romance. It's all you need. And to also have somebody who understands you despite your flirtatious ways. Should we say, Rich?
It's more about being weird and somebody gets the weirdness.
Exactly. But you guys want somebody that lets you be free and does your own thing. But it's always nice to be able to have them to come back home to.
Yeah. I like it when you go do your thing, then come back and we'll hang together.
Totally. That's so good. For Leos, any kind of reassurance for a Leo is absolutely ideal. A little bit of that physical touch, little kiss on the cheek, cute text throughout the day. Those are super important for a Leo and for us. But if you kind of want to be shown off a little bit, we're not too mad at that either. So the occasional surprise gift like flowers or anything like that can really show that a Leo is loved.
All right, if we didn't get to your sign, they're posted at johnjayandrich.com.
John Jay and Rich.
How old do we need to know today?
First things first, Britney's dad, Jamie Spears, was suspended from the conservatorship. This was a really big win for her yesterday in court. Her lawyer is now petitioning for the conservatorship to be terminated completely, and his timeline is 45 days. That's kind of just like a bonus story. Now, your smartphone could narc on you very soon. Researchers have created an algorithm that combines sensors, tracking movements, and GPS location with time of day. And apparently they had a 90% accuracy rate in determining if you were stoned. They say this algorithm could actually help law enforcement and health professionals more accurately predict if an individual is currently high, possibly even whilst driving. So yesterday I told you about the Alexa-powered home robot called Astro. It was unveiled by Amazon as a device to monitor your home while you're out. It could be remote controlled to check on pets, people, and home security. This thing is almost $1,500. The only thing is, the designers are literally calling it a disaster that's not ready for release. They say the facial recognition system is heavily flawed, meaning it can struggle to identify whether a person is a stranger or not. It might not even recognize you, the owner of the home it's in. They also said the robot is pretty fragile and several devices had broken. And so these are kind of a no-go for right now, and that's what you need to know.
John Jay and Rich.
It's John Jay and Rich. I saw this list, and I thought I'd bounce it off everybody in the room, and maybe we could even discuss it. It's kind of like, remember that game, Would You Rather?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more like, what's more embarrassing?
Okay.
But instead of making a choice, I mean, we make a choice, but let's discuss. What's more embarrassing? Getting caught singing in the shower or singing in your car? Peyton, you first.
Singing in your car for me.
Kyle.
Shower.
Rich.
Shower, because then you will see the nakedness too. Car, at least I probably got a shirt on. Yeah. Probably.
And in the car, and in the car, at least like everyone does that.
You can relate, you know, to the car jam.
I think getting caught, did you say car?
I said car.
I think car for me too, because it's singing in the shower. Whoever's going to catch you singing in the shower is your husband, your kid.
Or not. What if it's not? Then that's really embarrassing.
Well, then it's a murderer.
No. Maybe most people are in and out of your house.
Yeah, but they're not. I mean, if you're at a red light and you're singing, if you're singing the way I sing in my car, I'm going balls to the wall, and the person catching me, they could have a phone on you. They could be catching.
Right. I play this game sometimes. If I see somebody singing, I'm like, I wonder what song they're jamming out to. So I would be like, I still do it, though.
Yeah, I do it, too. But I just think if they caught you, it'd be more embarrassing.
I just think getting, like, I don't know. I pictured, like, you got caught in the shower. Like, maybe you're at the gym showering and you're, like, singing. And that would be embarrassing.
Mm. Yeah, but I wouldn't sing in the shower at the gym. I'd sing in the shower at my house. But
you know, you make some good points for that argument. I would think either way, it's embarrassing.
What's more embarrassing, toilet paper stuck on the bottom of your shoe or out of your pants?
Pants.
Pants, for sure.
Mm. Because then 100% they know the teepee's yours.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
See, watching all those crime shows, Kyle's really got you.
I mean, shoe, you could have just walked on it and not noticed.
Right.
Pants, it's like, you messed up.
That's true. That's true. What's more embarrassing, missing a button on your shirt or missing a button on your jacket?
Shirt.
Shirt. Yeah.
Shirt,
yeah,
probably.
Then you're seeing in.
Right.
Yeah. What's more embarrassing, getting too drunk at a party or being really late to a party?
Getting too drunk at a party, for sure.
Late people forget about if you're the life of the party once you get there.
Also, like, you know, it's a party. People are probably showing up all the time.
Right.
Yeah, you show up late, no one's going to know. Yeah. I mean,
if you're drunk, though.
If you're drunk, they're going to remember you were throwing up in the living room of the house.
Yeah.
For decades.
Mm-hmm. We still talk about some of the drunk people at our holiday parties.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. What's more embarrassing, forgetting your wallet on a date or forgetting protection on a date?
Your wallet, for sure.
Yes, Grant, what?
Wallet all the way. That is the biggest anxiety for most guys, I feel like, is if your credit card gets declined or you lose your wallet on the way to the restaurant. Terrifying.
I saw this meme last night that says that the guy goes, I was on a date and I stayed talking to the on the date until midnight, because that's when his automatic deposit went in.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's so sad.
And she thought, this is so great. This guy's in the conversation. What's more embarrassing? Pocket dialing your ex or pocket dialing your ex's parents?
Oh,
your ex, for ex. Sure. Unless you don't have a good relationship with your ex's parents.
Yeah, the parents who you might even be able to hang up on, they might not even know you called.
Right.
Okay, what's more embarrassing? Going in for a first kiss and getting rejected or getting rejected at the bar?
Oh, first kiss.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, first kiss.
Because that's assumed chemistry at that point. You feel like we got something happening.
Oh, we're not feeling the same way?
But the bar, I mean, that's like if you don't say anything, then nothing happens. But if you do say something and they say no, then whatever.
Peyton.
You move on.
I think that the first kiss would be pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. What's more embarrassing? Messing up on a job interview or messing up and getting fired?
Messing up and getting fired. That means you're just a screw up at that point.
Yeah, and everybody knows you there.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you mess up on a job interview, you really don't know.
And you're probably never going to see them again.
Right.
Yeah, right. Hey, so if you go to my Instagram, you can see I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard, and my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has that's from Henson Shaving. And I'm like, oh my God, Rich and I are doing their commercials. And he pulls out the razor. I said, when the time comes that I want to shave my beard, will you shave it with the Henson? And he says, yes. And we did it yesterday. It's on my Instagram. It is a smooth blade. It is a smooth razor. I have zero skin issues. I used to not like shaving all the time because I'd get a rash. No rash. Oh, no rash.
It's the greatest. They've got this down. And it isn't one of those subscription things where it's like, and every month they'll send you this. No, no. You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. And they also send you a bunch of blades, like 100 blades that you can, you know, get for free. All you got to do is use the promo code JJR. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's more embarrassing? Getting frisked at the airport or forgetting where you parked at the airport?
Getting frisked.
You think that's more embarrassing?
Yeah, because it's like, why? Like, I think that the airport has some strategic way that they do it. And it's like, why are you patting me down? What did I do? So I feel like all eyes are on you at that point.
Mm-hmm. Well,
interesting.
I'm just going to be honest. If I'm not pressed for time, I enjoy getting frisked at the airport. I think it feels good.
Oh my God.
I like when they put their fingers in my belt and they go around. I think it feels good.
Gosh.
And I hate forgetting where I parked my car. I now I like, I take a picture of my space. I write it down. I text my wife. I hate it. And still, I can't find it when I land.
It's confusing. I've gone to pick people up, and from the time that I walk in the elevator to meet them at baggage and walk out, I've forgotten where
I parked.
Oh,
my God, you do that?
I was
going to
say, you do that? I just will loop around the whole time. Yeah.
Be on the north side. North side. What door are you at?
Door 7.
I'm
Jesus, the baggage
door
7, north side.
What if they need help with the bag?
That's very nice of you.
That's so Pisces of you.
Jeez.
Let's see a friendly face in a new city. Come on.
Yeah, you're good for that. I would never.
I wouldn't. Yeah.
What's more embarrassing, having an in-law walk in on you getting changed or your coworker walking in on you getting changed?
Probably my coworker because, like, I don't think that relationship should be like that.
I mean, it probably shouldn't be that with your in-laws, too. But,
well, yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like coworker would be more awkward. Yeah.
In-law. I would say in-law.
Oh, because in-law's like, it's like a parent
thing. Yeah, it's like
thing,
your mom or dad.
And then, like, coworkers like your peers.
Right.
Like, you don't want that.
Not even your friend, like a acquaintance.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in like,
yeah, we're not friends.
In-law is like you're in a situation where you could be traveling like together or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, this job, we travel together. We're changing clothes all the time for things. Like it could easily happen here. So
it could, but it would be super embarrassing.
It wouldn't bother me here. It wouldn't bother me either way, in-laws or you guys. Anyway, so that's it. That's a little thing. It'd probably be embarrassed for you guys. You walk in on me.
Yeah, I'm really
mortified.
You see me like, you're like, what is that? Why do you change clothes like that? And Kyle's the one that changes clothes all weird. Yeah. You walk in and Kyle's on the floor.
Why do you think it'd be embarrassing? Because
like how you change your pants. You're like laying down, legs up in the air.
You guys, if you have not tried it yet, do not knock it. It's so relaxing.
You know what? If we walked in on you and you're changing clothes like that, we'd be like, okay. But if your in-laws walked in on you and they saw you changing pants like that, they'd be like, what is going
on? Okay, but I feel like it would be less embarrassing because I feel like my in-laws would never mention it again. Like, yeah. And you guys would give me crap about it for like the rest of my life. So.
Anyway, that's just a fun little survey, fun little game. Fun. What's more embarrassing? It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Last week, we were talking about how some people just don't understand our jobs. Like I say to my wife sometimes at 10 o'clock at night when she wants to have a conversation, I don't think you understand what I do. I have to get up at 2:45 in the morning. So we thought it'd be fun to hear about how people don't understand your job. Cameron, good morning. You're on the air. Tell us, what do you do for a living? How do people not understand your job?
Good morning. I am a special education teacher, and I work with kids specifically with autism. And people don't understand how physical my job can be. I come home and I've come home with black eyes. I've come home with bite marks, bruises. Had to like go to the doctor and get like bite marks cleaned out because they were open wounds. Oh, wow. My favorite though is when I got a black eye, my husband, we would walk around the store and people would look at us and I'm like, they think you gave me a black eye.
Oh no.
Yeah. I mean, he's like, can you walk over there? Like,
well, bless your heart. I bet that takes a lot of patience and love.
Yeah, thank you for doing that because those kids need you and they love you.
Yeah, I love it so much.
Do you get connected to these kids like as they move on from your grade to another grade or do they stay with you for several grades?
So I work in a K-5, so they stay with me from kindergarten to fifth grade and then they move on to a middle school.
How long have you been doing it?
It's so hard to pass them on.
And how long have you been doing it?
This is my fourth year with autism specific, but it's my ninth year teaching.
Wow. Wow. Thank you, Cameron. Thanks for sharing that story with us.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Sandra, good morning. Tell us about your job and what people just don't understand.
Good morning. So I'm a nurse, but now I do case management. And so the other day I was talking to my mom and she was like, oh, but you're not a real nurse. So I'm like, hey. We still use our nursing skills to make good decisions because, like, through the whole pandemic, we do a lot of the discharge planning for patients and coordinating getting them to the next level of care. So, like, patients who don't have insurance, we've had to order them oxygen. So it takes some nursing skills to do those kinds of things, but it's hard to explain to people when you don't do bedside nursing that you're still a nurse even though you're in a different role in the healthcare spectrum. So
I would be so offended.
I know.
Like, excuse me.
I'm offended for her.
Yes.
Especially from your mom. Strangers, you think.
Well, you're not a real nurse. I'm like, excuse me, lady.
Like, so rude. I would be like, my feelings are hurt.
Okay.
You should wait for when she needs you and something happens. She falls down and she can't get up and she needs help. You're like, oh, do you want me to call a real nurse or do you want me to help you?
Yeah. Let me get a real nurse for you. I'm sorry you think your blood pressure's high today. Yeah.
I'll look at your case later. Thanks.
Thanks, Sandra. Thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
Soyla, tell us how people don't understand something about your job.
So I actually work from home and I work in mortgage. I can't say what company, but I have anywhere between 40 to 50 transactions. So families I'm helping to get into a home. And for whatever reason, people think I do nothing because I work from home. So like my mom will call and be like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm working. What do you need? Oh, well, just these things are busy. I'm like, no, I'm working from home.
I do that to my mom all the time because she has like an office job and she works from home. And I'm like, hey, you want to go to lunch? She's like, dude, I'm working. I'm like, hey. Yeah.
My daughter will come into my office and be like, mom, what am I supposed to do with these sheets? And I'm like, dude, I'm working. My brother calls and he says, so what are you doing? Working at your fake job? I'm like, no, like I legitimately work all day long. just because I'm at home doesn't mean I don't do anything.
That's right. Thank you for taking a break from your busy schedule to call us.
That's so funny. I didn't even realize. I do the same thing to Scott all the time. Like, he works from home, but he has an office, you know, and I'm like, he's fine. Yeah. I'm like, let's go say hi to Daddy, you guys. And every time I go in, the look he gives me is like, what are you doing here? Like, I don't come to your work.
That's so funny.
You know, when you really put it like that, it makes a lot of sense.
It does.
Because he's in there, I mean, like just like Soylent, they're in there doing stuff.
Yeah.
They're in there working. It's just, boy, that really hits home.
I'm talking to a customer, like, legitimately about their mortgage, and my husband comes in and he's like, oh, are you on the phone? Like, no, I'm just hanging out with a headset on and talking.
So funny.
Well, hopefully this will alert people that live with someone at home that works at home, and they'll be more aware. Kyle.
Yeah, I know. It was an eye-opener. Thank you.
Have a great day, Soyla.
Bye.
Right.
John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, it's John, Jay, and Rich. So I get this DM from Mona, and I realize Mona and I have been talking for a long time. Ha, huh, Mona?
Yeah.
A long time. And she's like, she wants to critique our show. She's
I love that, Mona, because we can always grow.
Yes, yes. And that's another time that she's going to critique, because she said, where she was telling me a bunch of stuff, she goes, by the way, I've created my own John, Jay, and Rich trivia, and I'd love to host it. And I'm like, okay.
That sounds amazing.
So I like where you're going, Mona.
So I'm like, Mona, what do you do for a living? Okay, so Mona, what do you do for a living?
I'm an attorney.
So, you know, her trivia is like, hello.
Where were you on the night of Saturday, September 7th?
Mona, I used to be a criminal. Well, I used to be. I am a criminal justice graduate.
I know, and you're wonderful. Your game show is great. I love your questions.
Oh, no, thanks.
So a critique as well is a game right there, so that's good. So are you asking legal questions about us? Because I paid off the IRS.
Oh,
I'm all
gosh,
caught up.
Rich.
But
just so you know, my critique was more positive influence. I said, you know, I've just been listening forever, and I love you all, and I think, you know, I have a good ear for this at this point. I've listened to a lot of shows, and listen to you all in full. So I mentioned I have this game show. I've been listening, taking notes over the years. I thought, well, what if I created a game show with random things you all have brought up over the years? And here we are.
Okay.
So I love games.
Okay.
I love this.
So let me put my game show music on.
Yeah.
Okay. So Mona's the host. Mona, how do we play the John, Jay, and Rich game show?
Okay. Well, we can either go around and do individual questions, but I think the best way to go is I will ask a question, and whoever knows, name is your buzzer, and answer the question, and whoever gets the most points wins.
Okay.
I'm into it.
Okay. So, should I go?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I have a question. I have a question. Oh. I'm sorry. Can we answer, if it's about us, can we answer our own question?
Mm-hmm.
No, great question. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Cheater, John Jay.
Probably a good exclusion, although I think, you know, you never know. You might forget the answer, even if it was you. But I think it'd be a good idea to exclude that. So first question, and I can take score if someone else wants to. That's fine, too. But here's the first question. So this one's about John Jay, so no.
John Jay. John Jay. It's about me.
She said no.
Okay.
It's a tough room, Mona.
Well, how do you play if you just said it's about me? I thought you were going to say the question.
So this question is for Peyton, Rich, and myself.
Right, but she already said it's about me. So I thought you were supposed to guess who she was going to say something, and you buzz, you say who it's about. But hey, go ahead. Go ahead. Just go. We'll see. We'll see how the game goes. Go ahead. Go ahead.
A poster of this 80s singer hung on John Jay's childhood bedroom wall because John Jay is rich.
I know he had this poster in his locker, and it was Lionel Richie.
Wrong. Ooh.
Can you finish the question? Because he did cut you off before you were done.
A poster of this. I'm going to do minus 1 point, Rich.
Okay. That's fair. That's very legal.
All right, go ahead.
A poster of this 80s singer hung on John Jay's childhood bedroom wall because John Jay loved this artist. Who is the artist?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know any 80s
Kyle,
singers.
I'll guess.
Kyle.
Because he loves them. You really liked Michael Jackson. You got a picture of him, but I don't see you having a poster of him. Was it Debbie Gibson?
It was, Jonathan, do you want to say?
No, you say.
George Michael.
Oh, my God. I did have a poster of George Michael. Oh, my God. How? When did I say that on the air?
I don't remember that.
How
I remember
do you
the
know
locker?
That?
I don't even remember. I took notes a long time ago.
She's an attorney. God. That's how she
went. I went to a George Michael concert all by myself. I was wearing white jeans and a red T-shirt.
It?
Wow. Wow.
Okay.
All right. Next question. Kyle is going to be excluded because it's about her. So, resulting in a dissolved relationship, which family member did Kyle get in a disagreement with just before Kyle's wedding?
Rich.
Rich.
Her cousin Michelle and Michelle's mom, the aunt.
Correct. Good job, Rich.
Is that right, Kyle?
Her name is not Michelle, but yes, it was my cousin and my aunt. For legal reasons, so- and you're an attorney, Mono, so you understand, I will not say her name.
So good.
But yes, we are still not good.
She was in the parking lot of a costume shop yelling at her aunt. I remember that.
Yes, for legal reasons, her name was Francine.
Yes, thanks.
Oh, boy, Mona, you're good.
All right. I think we can open up the audience, except John Jay, this might be a little bit cheesy for you. So what celebrity does John Jay dislike because he or she or they wants her feed to take a picture with John Jay's kids? How?
Well, there's a lot of celebrities that John Jay does not like. And this particular celebrity now lives down the street from him, and his name is Vince Vaughn.
That is correct.
Yay! Yeah.
I am learning so many things about you guys. This is so good for me.
I still have his IRS check in my back.
So bad.
I get his mail.
So
yeah,
bad.
That's good,
for
Mona.
For legal reasons, John Jay did not just say that.
Oh, yeah, legally, yeah.
That was a joke. All right. Okay, Kyle. This is about Kyle. For a long time, Kyle had a specific food every Sunday as her cheat meal. What was
Rich.
It?
Rich.
I heard Rich first, I think.
Domino's Pizza.
Correct. And I was going to say bonus point if you say the brand.
Nice. We still do lead.
Well, I needed that because I got a point taken off for the first one. For the Lana Richie answer.
Yeah, that's true. You're now even.
I'll do one more. So this one's going to be about Kyle as well. So Kyle's sister once broke up with her boyfriend because she hated his shirt that was what color?
Rich.
Rich.
It is a cream-colored shirt.
Correct. That is correct. Yes.
Kyle.
It wasn't me. It was my sister. She's like, if he wears that cream shirt one more time, I swear I'm breaking up with him. I'm like,
Mona.
Oh, how are you at so-and-so? We broke up. You wear the cream shirt again? He did.
Mona, maybe this could be a monthly feature with you. You can host, you can put together some trivia. This is pretty good. I'm impressed with you. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Thank you. Anytime. I have plenty more. I can stop you if you guys want to continue, but I'd love to do that.
Stop here, and then let's do another one. Can you do it tomorrow? Mona, can you do it tomorrow?
Absolutely tomorrow, same time.
Okay, Yay. We got John Jay and Rich trivia. Woo! We'll do it again tomorrow. It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, so I saw this thing trending somewhere, and I saved it. Because Peyton is filling in for Suzette. It's kind of a way for us to get to know Peyton a little bit more. And then I thought it's kind of a good way for our audience to get to know us a little bit more, right?
Sure.
Now, do we really know Kyle? No, there's new people. There's new people. No, there's new people punching into the show. They don't get to know. They don't know us, you know. So they don't know. Do we know, really know Rich? Do we really know me, John Jay? So these are these simple little questions that I saw on Facebook. So I pulled them and I thought, let me just ask them, all of us in the room. For example, Peyton, how far away do you live from where you were born?
Probably like 20 minutes.
Really? 20 minutes?
Yeah, I was born in Mesa, Arizona.
Okay, Kyle, how about you?
Like an hour and a half plane flight.
Okay, so you were born?
I was born in Denver.
Okay, Rich, how about you?
Would that be somewhere around 1,000 miles or so? St. Louis.
I say I was born in Los Angeles. Okay. Peyton, how about this? What celebrity death messed you up the most?
Oh, geez. Recently, probably the Nipsey Hussle death was pretty tough.
Okay.
That was hard.
See, when I saw that, I have one answer completely right away.
What you got?
It's John Ritter. from Three's Company. It's the weird. It was the weirdest thing. But when he died, I can't. I was just completely shook. And I don't know if it's because I talked to him on the phone one time, and he left me a voicemail one time, and he was just such an amazing guy. Do you have one, Kyle?
Robin Williams.
Oh, that's
because
a good one.
I just had no idea that he was dealing with depression. And any time that I'd ever seen him, like on screen or in an interview, it's like he was all smiles and joking and making the people around him really happy. And when he passed away and the way that it happened, I was like, wow, you just really never know what anyone's going through at any given point.
Okay, this is another one that's kind of deep like this too. We'll start off with you, Rich. Hard bacon or soft bacon?
Hard bacon. Soft bacon, I don't get.
I love soft bacon.
Really?
Love soft bacon.
It seems like it doesn't have nearly as much flavor.
That is so good.
And it's probably still got the trichinosis that you get from uncooked pork. Hard bacon.
Kyle, you don't like bacon, right?
No bacon for me.
No bacon. What about you, Peyton?
I'm extra crispy on the bacon. No softness at all.
Okay, Peyton, start with this. Finish this phrase. Peanut butter and you can't say jelly. Can't say jelly.
Okay, I got one.
Go ahead.
Peanut butter and marshmallow fluff.
Ooh, okay, Kyle.
Peanut butter, banana.
That's what I was going to say.
Apples.
Okay.
But now what, you're just going to take banana too? We could both be banana.
Yeah, I love peanut butter
it's
banana.
It's bananas.
What about like honey? Yum.
That's good too.
Peanut butter and honey? Yummy.
If you could remove one thing from the world, what would it be, Peyton?
Hate.
Ooh.
Now, who's going to beat that?
I'll switch mine to evil.
I was going to say bananas.
No, I'm just kidding. Bananas. You like bananas.
I was going to say having to pre-register for stuff.
Yeah.
I was going to say the letter M. I'm just kidding. Vowels.
Oh, you're so
all
random.
Left turns.
Just a simple way of getting to know your radio show that you listen to every single day. It's John Jane Rich. Hey, so if you go to my Instagram, you can see I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard, and my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has that's from Henson Shaving. And I'm like, oh my God, Rich and I are doing their commercials. And he pulls out the razor. I said, when the time comes and I want to shave my beard, will you shave it with the Henson? And he says, yes. And we did it yesterday. It's on my Instagram. It is a smooth blade. It is a smooth razor. I have zero skin issues. I used to not like shaving all the time because I'd get a rash. No rash.
It's the greatest. They've got this down. And it isn't one of those subscription things where it's like, and every month they'll send you this. No. You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. And they also send you a bunch of blades, like 100 blades that you can, you know, get for free. All you got to do is use the promo code JJR. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
John Jay and Rich.
I've come up with another contest of the day.
Okay. I like when you do contests.
So, I really like that movie, that TV show, Ted Lasso.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Kyle does too.
It's really good. It's really good.
I even feel its most recent episode kind of redeemed itself for last week's episode,
yes,
right?
Big time.
So, I've come up with a game called Famous Teds.
Oh, yes.
So, I'm going to go around the room. I'm going to describe a famous Ted. You have to guess which Ted. Kyle, you go first.
Okay.
Apple TV soccer coach played by Jason Sudeikis.
Yes, Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso. That could be the answer if you get it right.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Rich, character on How I Met Your Mother, Bob Saget played his voice as an adult.
Teddy Ruxpin.
No, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. Nobody here watched How I Met Your Mother?
I did, but I don't remember his last name. I remember his name was Ted.
Nick. New guy Nick for the bonus round.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ted Mosby.
That's right. Okay. Peyton, this is for you since you said this is one of your favorite shows. He played Michael, the architect of The Good Place. Also, he played a bartender and former Red Sox relief pitcher, Sam Malone, on Cheers.
Oh, my
gosh. Come for the steal.
I don't know.
This is your favorite show.
I love it, but I don't know the last name.
Kyle for the steal.
Danson.
Danson.
Kyle, since your husband is into golf, and this is a classic golf movie, Caddyshack, this actor played Judge Smalls in Caddyshack.
What?
Rich for the steal.
Ted Lasso.
Ted Knight. Oh, sorry. Rich for the steal.
You got a point for that one.
Now, his character in Mary Tyler Moore as the buffoonish news anchor was, this is your answer, Rich.
Is it Ted Baxter?
Ted Baxter is correct. All right. Peyton for you. Seth MacFarlane voiced this stuffed animal that sounds a lot like Peter Griffin.
Ted. Ted the Bear.
What's his last name?
Ted the Bear.
Ted has a last name?
Oh, I just made that up.
Oh, no. I was like, does he?
Kyle, this president is portrayed in Night at the Museum movies and is said to speak softly but carry a big stick.
Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah!
Love that movie.
Currently, he's a Republican senator in Texas.
I forget his name, but Ted. Oh, gosh, I don't know.
He's also the star of Mission Impossible movies.
Also the star of Mission Impossible
movies. Same Ted?
Cruise. I was trying to give you Cruise.
Oh, Ted Cruise. Yeah.
Tom Cruise. I thought maybe you'd get the Ted Cruise.
I lived in Texas, but I was not up on the Texas politics.
Rich,
Who is?
Popular speeches stand for technology, entertainment, and design.
I know this. My kids say I do them all the time at the house. TED Talk.
That's right.
Nice. Another dad's got to give another TED Talk.
This next question is specifically for Grant.
Okay,
Grant can't play because he'll know the answer. You can't play. I'm sorry. So I'm going to give it to Kyle. I'm going to give it to Kyle because I believe Kyle hopefully watched a documentary or saw the series on this. The real name for the Unabomber, Kyle. The real name for the Unabomber. No, Joey can't play either because I know
you. Oh, no.
The real name for the Unabomber. Unless Kyle can't get it.
Ted.
No, you got that right. Famous Ted.
Ted Sorensen.
Close. The Joey, lots of syllables.
Ted Kaczynski.
Man, when you said it was for Grant, I was going to go Ted Bundy right away.
Oh. That's what I was thinking. Uh-huh.
Media mogul who founded CNN and was married to Jane Fonda, Peyton.
CNN married to who?
Jane Fonda.
Ted.
Yeah.
Ted
Blank.
Blank.
Ted, I'll give you another clue. There's a new series on Disney Plus. Tom Hanks played the original, and it's about a cop and a dog.
A cop and a what?
Cop and a dog.
Cop and a dog. Pass.
Blank and Hooch.
Ted Blank. And Hooch.
No.
Ted Turner.
Ted Turner.
Oh. I'm bad at this game.
John F. Kennedy's brother, who is a famous senator from Massachusetts.
Well, that would be Teddy Kennedy.
That's right. Now, this next one is really hard. Really hard. Now, I know the answer. I knew the answer if you threw this my way. Rich might know the answer.
Ted
you guys
Nugent.
In the back might know the answer. American actor known for his roles on The Love Boat, Married with Children, Revenge of the Nerds. It is said that having him on your TV show is the sign that your show has jumped the shark.
Wow. Oh, Rich.
Yes, Rich.
Is it Ted McGinley?
It is Ted McGinley.
Wow.
Rich
extra
knows his famous
points.
Teds. Famous Teds. Way to go.
He was on a lot of shows back in the day.
He was. Yeah. So that is the first round ever of the game called Famous Teds. Love John Jane Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich. So Grant is in the studio.
Woo!
Something happened to Grant, and I don't remember the beginning part of the story. I know that you were wearing either a Love Up shirt or a Love Pup shirt, and this is important.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What was it? Love Up or Love Pup?
It was a Love Up shirt.
Love Up shirt. Now, Love Up is about being nice, doing kind things for one another. I mean, right? I mean, paying it forward. If you wear a Love Up shirt, you are setting example for kindness. You
100%, are 100%. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you're putting it out into the universe.
Yeah.
Right, right, right.
Well, what happens to me is whenever I end up wearing a Love Up shirt, something awful ends up happening, and I end up in a confrontation with somebody wearing a Love Up shirt. And the other day, at the dry cleaner next to the grocery store I live by, I had an old man yell at me from across the parking lot that he was going to, quote unquote, crush my skull.
Oh, wow.
What did you do?
He threatened to murder me.
Why?
Because of the shirt.
Okay. I was walking by, and there's a sidewalk. There's a dry cleaner at the end of the shopping center, right? And to walk, you can walk down the sidewalk and go to the street. People park there and block the sidewalk. So I was getting a parfait on Saturday, maybe Saturday, Sunday morning, you know, just got to, you know, get the nutrition. And I'm carrying my two parfaits in a bag, you know, having a great Saturday morning.
Whistling.
Whistling. And this BMW, this, you know, high-end BMW is parked in this spot.
Say no more.
You and already had, know at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, exactly. I've had.
Was
I've
it
had
light blue?
No. This car is just parked there, and I've had parking issues we've talked about on the show before, and I'm not one now to hold my tongue about parking issues. Mm-hmm. So as I'm walking by with my parfaits, this guy's getting out of his car to get all of his dry clean out, to walk it inside, and I just go, hey, great parking job.
Oh, so you started.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I started.
Grant.
Yeah, I said, great parking job. And then he's, like, getting in his car, and I just see his head pop up. He's like, what'd you say? What'd you say? Keep walking. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I go, I was like, okay, boomer. I said,
wow, shots fired.
And that's when he proceeded to go, keep walking. You gotta come back here and say that to me. I will crush your skull. And I just turn around, and I'm, like, kind of giggling at this point, and I just go, I was like, over a parking spot? And he got more and more mad to the point where he was just, all I could hear was, like that. So I just turn around and I start making that same noise at him because I just like, why not? If this guy's going to kill me, at least this will be funny. So I just start barking at this dude from across the parking spot. Then I just go home and
it's
eat my parfait.
It's too bad your parfait was in the bag because it would have been a nice, like, instead of the bark, it would have been nice just to, like, take a bite of the parfait, but, like, twist the spoon over and, like, lick it off.
Caitlin, my girlfriend, we were talking about it when I got home, and she was like, is the car still there? And I was like, I think it is. And she's like, well, you have two parfaits. And I was thinking the same thing. I was like, well, how great would it be if that dude was inside getting his dry cleaning and he came out to a windshield just filled with parfait?
You started it.
I know. But
I was going to
bash
that
Love Up shirt.
Well, really? Really?
You are the aggressor
here. He's an old man with dry cleaning.
Well, you know, on one hand, I mean, it must be irritating as hell. When I see people park like that on my street, it bothers the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Well, I've never said that.
And there's hundreds of cars parked legally in parking spots. And you're an able-bodied person. It's not if the guy was in a wheelchair getting out and like,
you might even say, as far as Love Up goes, you are representing all the other people because there's a danger in him parking that way. Yeah,
that's a really Ted Lasso way of looking at
this. So you were like,
But
going back and covering the windshield with parfait is
not nice.
It would have been cool.
Giving him a free parfait.
It would have been exactly $4 out of my pocket. No, but my mom. I called my mom immediately afterwards and said,
"Mama's boy."
No, she goes. I was like, "Hey,
I almost died."
No, and I go. This guy that looked a lot like Dad threatened to crush my skull. She goes. You're gonna get shot one day. And I was like, "Bring it on. Let's do this."
Guy was like, "Why don't you shut up, you? I'm gonna crush your skull again. You and your parfaits." And you get home and you're like, "How do you know I have parfaits?"
His X-ray vision.
He's such a boss move on his part.
All right. So, by the way, if you want a shirt like Grant to spread kindness, go to loveupshirt.org.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, it's time to play 4 second rule. Grant is the host. Logan's our contestant. Hello, Logan.
Hello.
Okay, let's play 4 second rule.
All right. I'm going to go around the room. It's a real easy game, guys. Arguably the favorite game of the John Chain Rich Show. We've discussed this to no end. All right, so I'm going to go around the room. I'm going to give you 4 seconds, which you'll hear this little sounder.
I am a fan of that sounder.
Okay, great. So it is America's favorite game show. All right. So this is a very, very easy game. I'm going to give you a category, and you give me three things, people, or things that are in that category. Good?
Sure.
All right.
Woo! Sounds good.
All right, Logan. Let's just all have fun. That's the name of the game today. John J. Van Ness.
I'm here, Grant.
All right. In 4 seconds. Oh, actually, Khloe Kardashian has a topless ad that's too spicy for TV that just came out. John Jay, in 4 seconds, name three male celebrities photographed topless.
Adam Levine, Burt Reynolds, and Tom Selleck. Oh!
I would have taken Michael B. Jordan, Luke Evans, Brad Pitt, Matthew McConaughey, John J. Van Ness, also in that category. So yeah, no points for John Jay yet.
Oh, no.
All right. Rich Barra, this is an impossible question. In 4 seconds, name three Lil Nas X songs.
Montero, Old Town Road,
and yeah. I thought you were gonna get it. I thought you were industry baby.
Lil Nas X couldn't even get that.
You're close.
So close.
Nobody on the board yet. Peyton.
I'm ready.
Bill Cosby in the news thinks R. Kelly got railroaded this week. All right.
Nice.
Yeah. Peyton. In 4 seconds, name three canceled celebrities.
R. Kelly, Chrissy Teigen, and John Legend for being married to Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, I said that as 1 point for Peyton. Peyton, you get 1 point. Very good job on the board.
Yeah.
Kyle Unfug. All right. We spent a lot of time talking about stings this week on the John Jay and Rich Show. Name three things that sting.
Scorpions, bees, and hornets.
Yeah! I thought you were going to go to a sting question.
I was like, please, God, don't ask me about a sting song.
I would have also accepted sting as an answer. So. All right, Logan.
All right.
In 4 seconds, name three movie murderers. All right, well, I heard Freddy Krueger. Can't give you that.
I thought she said the pressure. Give it to Freddy Krueger.
We're getting a call from TV right now, so yeah. Speed this up.
They want to play?
Speed round. All right, John J. Van Ness, we move over to you, round two. Fall is here. Which is the best time to smoke marijuana? John J., name three things to smoke weed out of.
An apple, a bong, and a joint.
Very good. I will take it.
Thank you, Greg.
Look at you.
Growing up with my friend Greg.
Rich Barra.
Yep.
K-Fed is in the news. Name three famous ex-husbands.
Kanye.
All right. No points for Rich. All right.
I'm ready to take the lead.
Jamal Woolard, who played Notorious B.I.G. in the movie Notorious, is on Cameo for $500. Name three Notorious B.I.G. songs.
Oh, jeez.
I love it when you call me Big Pup. That's the only one I
know. Oh, incorrect. All right. Kyle Unfug.
All you need is one.
We move over to you. Just because Chrissy Teigen is so annoying, Kyle named three annoying celebrities.
Chrissy Teigen, Kathy Griffin, or Griffin?
Low scoring game today. All right, Logan, let's see if you can win it here. It's time to start.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. It's time to start TPing John Jay's house. So in that category, name three brands of toilet paper.
Charmin, Home.
Dang it.
Well, who do we have, Kyle?
We've got a three-way tie.
We have a three-way tie. All right, here we go.
John Jay, myself, and Peyton.
John Jay, Peyton, Kyle, name is your buzzer. In 4 seconds, name three things to do with a pumpkin.
Kyle. Carve it, eat it, make a pie.
There we go.
Wow, make a pie.
Boy, you're on fire.
Carve it, eat it, make a pie. Make a pie. She's like one of them handheld puppets. Make a pie. Carve it, eat it, make a pie.
Yeah.
Logan, hold on. We're going to set you up and take it to Shawn Mendes. Congratulations. Yay. That's 4 second rule. Nice job, Grant, John Jay, and Rich. Make a pie.
John Jay, and Rich.
Kyle, what do we need to know today?
As they do more research on COVID-19, they found at least one long-term symptom was found in 37% of patients 3 to 6 months after they were infected by the virus. The most common long-term symptoms included breathing problems, fatigue, pain and anxiety. And after investigating these symptoms, they think it's just one of those things that you've got to deal with if you have the long-term COVID. YouTube has said they're cracking down on medical misinformation. They're expanding their ban on false claims about COVID vaccines to cover other vaccines as well. YouTube said the ban includes content that, and I quote, falsely alleges that approved vaccines are dangerous and cause chronic health effects, or denies that they reduce disease transmission. Watch out. YouTube will not hesitate to ban you as well if you post that stuff. Dollar Tree has decided to break the buck. This actually pains me because this is one of my favorite stores. They are raising the prices on some of their items. Now, if you've ever been to a Dollar Tree, you know everything is a dollar. But now they've opened some Dollar Tree Plus stores, and some of the items are a little more than a dollar there. They said they were founded in 1986, and a dollar was the equivalent of about $2.50 today. And so these are, it's just a test for right now, but if you go to a Dollar Tree Plus store, don't expect everything to be just $1. And that's what you need to know.
Thank you for listening to John Jay and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to johnjayandrich.com.
I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard, and my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has that's from Henson Shaving. HensonShaving.com, you'll get 100 blades for free when you use the promo code JJR. You can see how soft and smooth the shave was on my Instagram at John J. Van S.
You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR.